And now we go to California, where a special election is taking place today. At stake is the 32nd congressional district seat vacated by former Congresswoman Hilda Solis. She left that post to become President Obama's labor secretary. Voters will choose between two women named Chu. That's Judy Chu, the Democrat, and Betty Chu, the Republican. The candidates, both Chinese Americans, are vying for the seat in a predominantly Latino district. Here to tell us more is Rebecca Kimmich. She's a reporter for the San Gabriel Valley Tribune. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Before we get to the candidates, I do have to ask, are they related? I understand that they are.
They are by marriage. Betty Chu is married to Judy Chu's husband. I'm sorry, is married to Judy Chu's cousin.
And I understand that Judy Chu, the Democrat, is heavily favored. It's considered a Democratic leaning district. And I do want to mention that there's another candidate, a Libertarian, Christopher Agrella.
Yes. And it is a heavily Democratic district. It's registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans about 2-1. And Democrats in the primary pulled in about 70% of votes. So,
is there any? And forgive me, but is that this Hilda Solis had represented the district? It's my understanding that it's heavily Latino, and it's just I think interesting to people perhaps who don't live there how it is that two Chinese Americans came to be the representatives of the respective top political parties vying for the seat.
Absolutely. Yes. It is a heavily Latino district. It's about 64% Latino and about 20% Asian as well. So there is a large Asian population as well. And it is the primary is kind of was seen as the main event because it is such a Democratic district. And the race, the main event that people watched was the race between Judy Chu and Gil Cedillo, a state senator who's very well known in Latino political circles. He was part of the Latino movement that really pushed Latinos forward in Los Angeles politics. But part of the situation was he's kind of an outsider in the 32nd district and in the San Gabriel Valley. There's part of the district, East Los Angeles, that he was raised in, and he did grow up in part of the district. But as far as his political career, it was mostly just outside of the district.
And finally, Rebecca, are there any national themes emerging in this race? I mean, typically special elections don't draw the same attention and turnout that the regularly scheduled ones do. Any big themes we should be looking toward when we look at the results?
Well, it is this question of whether these two Asian Americans are in this post-racial world. So that's part of one of the questions, and or whether Latinos can consider a Chinese American as part of as also representing minorities in a way, so that you know, when they're voting for her, they're not necessarily voting against Latinos, but also for another minority who can represent their needs when it comes to immigration, bilingual issues, discrimination, ESL in education, and things like that.
And finally, turnout, as we said, special elections simply don't draw that much interest, but is there in this case?
Right. Well, during the primaries, there was about 23% turnout, and that certainly had something to do with the results. It's hard to say whether these Chinese Americans would have won had there been a larger Latino turnout. And when it comes to today's election, you know, they're looking at about single digits, or maybe 10%, 11%.
All right. Rebecca Kimmich is a reporter for the San Gabriel Valley Tribune. She was kind enough to join us from her NPR West studios in Culver City. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
We'll keep you posted about the results of the special election on our website at npr.org.